Once again, Canadian and Russian athletes are at the center of an Olympic controversy. In February, the judging scandal in Olympic figure skating resulted in dual gold medals for Russians and Canadians. 3 months later, a Canadian cross-country skier and her Russian rivals are involved in a dispute about doping, and officials are still trying to sort out who won what in Salt Lake City. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Just because the Winter Olympics are long gone doesn't mean Olympic cross-country skiers are, too.
Do you want to stick on the trails or do you want to go up high?
I think maybe up high. What do you think?
That could be pretty good. It looks like there's even a dusting of snow up there, like on Tumalo.
U.S. cross-country team member Justin Wadsworth and Becky Scott of the Canadian team have an enviable decision to make on this gorgeous May day in central Oregon. Eventually, they'll choose to leave the snowy trails for the high country. They call it crest cruising.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Wadsworth and Scott set off on what will be a 25-mile training run through snow and solitude. It seems a long way from that nerve-jangling moment 3 months ago when Becky Scott became an Olympic hero. Amidst the noise and intensity at Soldier Hollow, Utah, Becky Scott won North America's first Olympic cross-country medal in 26 years. Her third-place finish in the 5-kilometer pursuit may turn out to be a watershed moment for a sport increasingly tainted by performance-enhancing drugs. When she won her medal, Scott told reporters she did it with natural gas, while certain competitors, whom she didn't name, used drugs. Sure enough, on the last day of the Games, the two Russians who finished ahead of Scott were expelled from the Olympics after testing positive. But the Russians tested positive in the 30-kilometer race, not the 5-kilometer, so they got to keep the silver and gold medals they won ahead of Becky Scott.
This is it. This is the medal. And as you can see, it's bronze.
At the house in Bend, Oregon, she shares with Justin Wadsworth, Becky Scott shows off her bronze medal like a proud parent, but recently she's been preparing herself to trade it all in.
Ultimately, a silver or a gold medal is more valuable, more precious than a bronze, so when the day comes, I'll have to give it up and that'll be okay.
The day is fast approaching. 2 weeks ago, it was confirmed that Russian Larissa Lazutina, who won the silver medal ahead of Becky Scott, tested positive for drugs in December, a full 2 months before the Olympics. That means Lazutina shouldn't even have been competing in Salt Lake, and her silver medal should go to Scott. The prospect makes Becky Scott's constant smile grow even larger, but it also makes her wonder about the delay between Lazutina's first test in December and this month's final positive result.
Why this? Why now? Why not in December? Like what? I'm still asking that. I would like someone to investigate and find out what happened.
Everyone's keen to pick up on the negative side, which is the fact that it took a long time. On the other side of the coin, it's for the right reason.
Sarah Lewis from the International Ski Federation says the laboratory was being thorough, trying to figure out exactly what Lazutina had in her system in those December tests. Turns out she was taking a substance new to many drug testers, but it was the same drug she tested positive for at the Olympics, a drug detected in a matter of days in Salt Lake City. If, as expected, the Ski Federation confirms Lazutina's positive tests and resultant suspension, the International Olympic Committee will award Becky Scott the silver medal.
You know, to receive an Olympic medal 3 months after the date is going to be a really unique and different experience. I mean, do I get it in the mail? Does someone come to the door and take it and then replace it? I don't know what to expect with it.
There'll probably be a ceremony, but not until it's determined which medal Becky Scott gets. The Norwegian and Canadian Olympic committees have filed an appeal to try to get her the gold medal. They maintain even though the gold medalist in Scott's event was kicked out of the Olympics for testing positive in another race, the athlete still should have to give up all her medals. This is the tougher fight, Scott says, but worth it.
I think that I would be interested in this appeal, even if I wasn't a part of it, if I wasn't directly involved personally. I would still be very supportive of this movement to disqualify athletes who have been found to be doping from the entire Olympics. Like, it's really wrong.
International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roga agrees, but says legally he can't strip all the medals from drug cheats. As Becky Scott waits for silver, maybe gold, after the fact, she insists she won't feel robbed of her Olympic moment. After all, she stood on the podium in Salt Lake and received her bronze medal. It was one of the happiest experiences in her life, she says, and one that still hasn't ended. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Bend, Oregon.